It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to our producer holding it down tonight, Carlos Ortiz. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well wherever you are. You could be at home. You could be at work. You could be on the road. Whatever you're doing, just thank you for listening. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. You can always tune into every second, every minute of the show on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people tuned in live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker who feels that they're smarter than everybody, I guess. Hell of a night. A lot of it revolving around Monday Night Football. I know typically we get to some of these primetime games and they suck. This one was a good watch because it was a little bit of a slop fest. Turnovers all over the damn place. Buffalo Bills with four of them tonight. Two crucial penalties at the end of the game, giving the Denver Broncos more life. And Denver beats Buffalo. In Buffalo, 24-22. The Bills fall to 5-5. Denver now has a record of 4-5. And to pile on for the Buffalo Bills, they have now lost four out of their last five games. Their defense is a mess dealing with injuries. Josh Allen now leads the NFL with 11 interceptions. He also leads the NFL in total. If you want to think about his turnovers, he has 14 of those suckers, and the schedule isn't going to get any easier for the Buffalo Bills. They got one game against the Jets, good for them. But then after that, Philadelphia, Kansas City, the Dallas Cowboys, the Chargers, the Patriots, another team that sucks, and then they got the Dolphins. And so a team that was supposed to be competing for a Super Bowl last year, a team that was supposed to be back in the mix this year, they're going to have to fight for it and go on a run. This was ugly all the way around. Josh Allen spoke to the media, and he made it very clear, short, sweet, simple, to the point. He says this loss, it sucks.
It sucks. Shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. It's a lot of bad football. A lot of bad football.
Yes, it was bad all the way around. I mean, the first play of the game, or excuse me, the first series of the game, just ugly. James Cook had the ball, and he decided to go out there and just give it away. I want you to listen to some of the actual play calls from the game tonight, because it was it's pretty bad. I told you about some of the turnovers. Yeah, James Cook turned the ball over, right? And then the Denver Broncos, all they were able to get out of it was an opportunity to kick a field goal. They weren't able to convert it into a full score. But then, following that, they got the ball back. Why? Because Justin Simmons got his hands on an interception that went off of Gabe Davis' hands. This is courtesy of the Broncos Radio Network. Listen to this.
Allen changes the play, walks up to the line. Now back to the shotgun, trips wide side right. Now the inside receiver comes in motion. Allen takes the snap, looks right, throws the ball middle of the field, through the hands, intercepted! Through the hands of a receiver and intercepted, and that is Justin Simmons.
Following that, we got another score. We went into the second quarter. Courtland Sutton was able to get on the receiving end of a 7-yard pass from Russell Wilson. This pushed the score to 9-0. You want to know why 9? Because Will Lutz missed the extra point. Listen.
Play fake. Russ rolls left in trouble. Pirouettes continues to roll left. Throws the ball to the back of the end zone. Caught, but is he inbounds? Nope. They're going to say incomplete. After here comes Bill Vinovich.
The runner completed the pass. Touchdown.
Touchdown. 9-0. The Buffalo Bills were able to answer back. 9-8. They were able to convert. We saw two more field goals. And then by the time we went into the third quarter, the game was tied 15-all. You can thank Latavius Murray for a 3-yard run. I want you to listen to that right now.
Here's the snap. Another give to Murray. And right down Broadway and into the end zone. Big Latavius in for a 3-yard touchdown run. And finally, the drought is broken here.
The game was 15-all in the third quarter after that Latavius Murray touchdown run, as you listen to that, courtesy of the Bills Radio Network. But the Bills still had problems holding on to the ball. Josh Allen, at one point in time, getting ready to hand the ball off to James Cook, who fumbled the ball earlier, they couldn't even get the handoff correct. And my main man from the Broncos, Alex Singleton, was able to pick it up. Listen to this.
Bills quickly to the line of scrimmage. P.J. Locke injured, out for the rest of the game. The handoff to James Cook. It looked like he fumbled the football. He did fumble the ball, and I think Denver's got it. He looked like he had it, regained it, and then lost it again, and the Broncos have the ball again in Buffalo territory.
Buffalo Bills couldn't hold on to the ball to save their lives. And so now the Denver Broncos have it back, and Javonte Williams, he got a 3-yard touchdown pass from Russell Wilson to take the lead to 21-15, Denver over Buffalo. Listen to this.
Now Wilson looks like he's checking here. It's a pass. He's got Javonte wide open. Javonte makes the catch. Washed into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver.
21-15 lead. Denver Broncos go for the extra point. And the Denver Broncos, they didn't want to win this game. They couldn't handle the damn snap on the extra point. Nothing out of it. The score is 21-15. The Buffalo Bills, they did not lead the entire game until 1:55 left. It looked like it was going to be a miraculous comeback, an ugly victory for the Buffalo Bills when Josh Allen ran in a 6-yard touchdown to take the lead 22-21. Listen to this.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. We're here with 2 minutes to go. Here's the snap, fakes the handoff. Allen looking for the end zone, going to run it to the left pylon. Touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen uses those big daddy long legs.
Whoa, okay. Whatever you want to call them, big daddy long legs. All right, Bills Radio Network. They sounded excited there now, didn't they? Well, all Buffalo needed to do was get a defensive stop on the final series, keep the Broncos away from kicking a field goal, and they would win the game. It looked like that was going to be the case, right? It looked like it for a minute. They sacked Russell Wilson, sent him backwards as he progressed on into their territory, and then they got a bailout. Sean Payton, Russell Wilson, smart as hell, they decided to basically con and trick Taron Johnson into a penalty. They threw the ball up short, pass interference to Jerry Jeudy. and they got a new lease at life. I want you to listen to this call, courtesy of the Broncos Radio Network.
Russell floats one up. He's got Judy. Judy is there. That's pass interference. And here comes the flags on the 15-yard line. One, two, three flags.
They tricked them. They conned them. They threw the ball up for a free play. They underhanded the ball. And they got a pass interference, a new lease at life. They were now able to set up for a game-winning field goal. I want you to listen to this. This is courtesy of the Broncos Radio Network.
Now the Broncos on the field checking in. Clock is at 15 to 14. Broncos line up. It'll be an attempt on the 31-yard line, a 41-yard snap clock. 8-7. Kick on the way from Will Lutz. And it is no good. Now what do we have here? We've got, I think they called timeout.
12 men on defense. 5-yard penalty. No fourth down.
Oh, my Lord. I saw Sean McDermott look like he was trying to call timeout. I think he realized he had 12 guys on the field.
What a bailout by the Buffalo Bills. Will Lutz missed the damn kick. But the Buffalo Bills had 12 dudes on the field. And so you know what that means? He gets another chance at the kick. Let's take a listen to the final call, the game-winning field goal from the Broncos Radio Network.
And this ball spotted far hash at the 26, an attempt of 36 yards for the win. Lutz kicks it on the way, and it is good! The Broncos can celebrate because they have come to Buffalo and upset the Bills by a final score of 24 to 22.
Let me recap this for you real fast. The Buffalo Bills had 4 turnovers in the game. They couldn't hold on to the ball to save their life. It was ugly. The Buffalo Bills finally take a lead, 22 to 21. With a minute and 55 seconds left on the clock. You just need the defense to get a stop. It looked like the defense got that stop, and then they got tricked into a pass interference penalty by Taron Johnson. Basically, falls right into Jerry Jeudy. It's the most free of free plays you will ever see in your life. It worked. They then have an opportunity to kick the game-winning field goal. Denver misses the game-winning field goal, but penalty. 12 men on the field. So not only a few seconds ago did you have the pass interference to set up the field goal, you now have 12 dudes on the field. A new kick, a second kick. This one, 36 yards, goes in. And Buffalo falls to 5-5. They lose the game in ugly fashion. And this season might as well be lost too. Because it looks like this is a continuation from last year. You even now have Trayvon Diggs, the brother of Stephon Diggs, who only had 3 receptions and 34 yards receiving tonight. Trayvon Diggs is on Twitter talking about his brother needs to get the hell up on out of the Bills. I'm like, well, wait, what a way to butt in. After the game, Russell Wilson spoke to ESPN. And right away, Russell Wilson gave all the credit in the world to Sean Payton for how they were able to win that game at the end.
Yeah, just telling them, hey, listen, we've got plenty of time. Get north. Get as much as you can get. Get first downs. We're going to get in field goal range and win the game. And so I think that the biggest thing is just, guys, they're really believing. They're believing. We're believing in everything that we're doing. Coach Payton called an amazing game. He gave us a great chance to win this game. And what a huge win. I mean, this environment's tough as can be. And we did it for Broncos country.
And they could, Russell Wilson always missed the positivity. He continued on. I mean, they are now on a 3-game winning streak. The last game before the bye, they beat Kansas City. The final score there, 24-9. And so Russell Wilson, he continued on by saying that our last 2 victories, they're setting us up for the rest of the season. Listen to Russell Wilson.
Well, we know what we can do. We got to come back to work this week. We're going against a team in the Vikings at home who's been playing some really good football. We're going to enjoy this win, though. We're going to celebrate You know, we're going to have some fun. And, you know, this is a huge one. This is a good football team we just played. And obviously the past couple weeks we've been playing some really good teams. So to beat the Chiefs, beat these guys, you know, sets a standard of who we should be and who we can be and who we're going to be.
Positive. I can't knock the guy for being positive. Sometimes he sounds so overly positive, says a whole lot of nothing. But tonight after this victory, they deserve it. And, I mean, they also tried to give the game away. Missing field goals, missing extra points, not being able to handle snaps. Just ugly all the way around for Denver as well. But they come away with the victory. And man, their defense, after you get punched in the mouth by Miami 70-20, they've been able to kind of put their thumb down on some teams. Sean McDermott, he talked after the game about the turnovers, not holding on to the ball. This is what the Buffalo Bills head coach had to say.
No, it wasn't good enough. You can't turn the ball over, period, let alone four times, and field position can't start at the minus 40 or whatever it was, minus 41. It's not good enough.
Not good enough. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jesus is calling from Tijuana out in Mexico. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jesus?
Yeah, brother. Hello, Mr. Swagger. Where is your sidekick, Mr. Scientist? I love that guy, too. Anyways, you're the two of the best. You know who I'm talking about, the scientist. Anyways, no, I just love the game. I thought, is there any way that it could be a thing where they make them so close now? It's like, okay, what's going on here? And, you know, it's all about, like you said, injury and you know, get some sticky fingers and, you know, execute. But, you know, sorry.
No, that doesn't work. Goodness gracious. It's the radio, man. You got to watch your mouth. Do better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And then now that this week of the NFL is done, week 10 of the NFL season, it's a wrap. I do want to take some time, and I want to show love to a quarterback who is shocking the league. One of the best performances I think we've ever seen. I'll tell you who it is. I'll get to your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT500.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening since the first night you started. I remember the exact place I was, what I was doing. I didn't know who you were. I got a good listen that first night. I knew I was hooked, and I've been listening every single night since then.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, now that this week is over, this NFL week, moving on to the next one. Can't wait for that to start. We got Cincinnati and the Ravens on Thursday. That'll be a good one. I got to show love to the team and the guy that beat Cincinnati on Sunday. It happens to be the Houston Texans. Something that they can actually be proud about. This team has been in the dumps over the past few years. You had fans who were just like, man, why am I even bothering to go to NRG Stadium to watch this crap, to see what? Davis Mills throw the rock around for what? I could stay in my house and do that and turn the set off when I feel like it. But the Texans now have a record of 5-4. They beat Cincinnati 30-27. Matt Amendola came through with a 38-yard game-winning field goal. He's not even supposed to be out there, just signed to the team. And you got to show love to C.J. Stroud. Helped set up the game-winning drive on the season for a rookie. 2,600 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, and only two interceptions. This is a rookie. When you sit down and watch some of these other games, I don't know, with somebody like Zach Wilson, you try to understand and say to yourself, how the hell can this guy, this rookie, drive the ball down the field, but Zach Wilson can't even move the ball 2 inches, 2 feet. And so credit to C.J. Stroud. You know, there were conversations about his intelligence and stupid Wonderlic tests and so on and so forth. And for a Houston Texans team that has needed a boost, needed a push to make the fans actually believe in something, they have that. With Coach Ryan's, and now you have that with C.J. Stroud, it's a beautiful thing when you can draft a quarterback and not have to worry about whether or not he is the quarterback of the future. Good on them for finding this dude, as the fans in Carolina go, oh, my God, how did we miss out on this dude? We got Bryce Young. Actually pretty cool. C.J. Stroud, after the game, he talked about ignoring all outside noise and criticisms of him and said, man, I just love my family. Listen to C.J.
I mean, they look me in the eyes and they're like, man, I trust you with this moment. And that means a lot to me. From left to right, man, a lot of meaningful ball has been played on different teams. This team, like, I think they were saying, like, man, it was like 8 or 9 games last year that came down to the wire like that. And I think we lost every single one of them. So the hope that we have in 2 minute drill, like, that really goes for our coaching.
Yeah, it goes for their coaching. Well, let me tell you this. Texans got Arizona up next. And I know Kyler Murray came through and helped them win the game yesterday in his own return. I think the Texans are going to take care of them. I think the Texans are going to go 6-4. I wouldn't have expected this. Who the hell is expecting this from a rookie QB? C.J. Stroud, the fourth rookie in NFL history to have at least 2,500 yards passing in his first 9 starts. Pretty amazing what he's been able to do. I'm glad that Houston has somebody to look forward to and appreciate. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from California.
Go on, JR. So C.J. Stroud, I was just telling a buddy of mine because he doesn't really believe the hype. You know, they still lost 4 games, and I'm like, dude, he's a rookie. I mean, he's moved past offensive rookie of the year, and if the season were to end today, he'd be in the MVP conversation. I mean, outside of Cam Howell, who leads the league in passing yards, and Eric Bieniemy has turned him into a competent quarterback, C.J. Stroud right there as a rookie. And, I mean, outside of Joe Burrow, who I would argue is probably the best rookie we've seen in a while, this kid up there, man, he's doing it with, like, no receivers. I mean, he's got Tank Dell, Robert Woods, Noah Brown. He's elevating these guys, dude. It's like it's amazing to see what he's doing because, like, everyone was saying Bryce and him for years. Like you said, man, I mean, if Carolina got it wrong, I mean, that's – Bryce does not look very good. And I think Bryce has a better supporting cast, I think. So it's like I don't know what to think about
that.
Yeah,
time will tell. There's no – and thank you, Mark, for calling from California. There's no one-size-fits-all. And so if you're a Carolina Panthers fan, most certainly you got to be sweating the possibility that y'all missed it, that C.J. Stroud might be that dude in the NFL for the next 10, 12, 13 years, what have you, and that Bryce Young is going to be here today and gone tomorrow. Like, there's a legitimate concern there. Am I going to close that book on Bryce Young tomorrow? No. I think you want to give him until next season to see what he can do. Because there ain't no one-size-fits-all. We haven't seen this from anybody. This is like a first what we have right now with C.J. Stroud. I'll also say this. I know people are talking about Joe Burrow. I feel that in Joe Burrow's rookie year, he was able to turn things on more so towards the end prior to his injury. C.J. Stroud has been absolutely ridiculous in commanding the offense and moving the ball down the field since he started playing. This is nuts. What he's doing right now. 855-212-4CBS. Mac is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mac?
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. About to fall asleep. But I am coming from a different perspective, and I want you to have a little patience. This is from a sports psychologist perspective. You know what happened with Josh Allen right before the season started? He broke up with his long-time girlfriend. And I believe she broke up with him. Stephon Diggs, coming from some personal people in Buffalo area, had some personal problems that impacted how he related to his team members. Are you still there?
Yeah, you said you had a lot to say, so I'm trying to just make sure you...
And then also, I believe McDermott is going through something because how can you put 12 men on the field at this vital area? And that's enough, really, in my sense, to really put him up for contention of being fired because he's made some other mistakes throughout ever since other things have happened. And I wanted to say something really quickly.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Thank you. We all have personal things to deal with. I don't think Josh Allen has turned the ball over in NFL high 14 times because his girlfriend broke up with him.
Well, I think if you knew, I've worked with.
That's okay. What is the last thing that you wanted to say?
The last thing I wanted to say, the athletes' personal lives can affect their performance on the field in many ways. And I do have experience with many athletes who have not been able to perform the way they could.
I would agree because they're human beings just like everybody else.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. But I don't know if the girlfriend, if he's thinking about the girlfriend when he's missing the pass or the handover.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you,
I do, but not for the whole season, Mac. I got a question for you. Yeah. Hold on. Don't Go talk ahead. Over me. Hold on, please.
Go ahead.
You make me, I got hair on my head, Mac. You maybe want to pull it out for a second. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
You called me up about a month ago and said that your doctor informed you that you don't need to be up listening to this show, that you need to go to sleep. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
So why are you awake and calling me now?
Because, let me answer the question. The bills played, I got a change in my medication.
Okay.
And it's a long story that I know your callers don't want to hear. But just to tell you personally, tonight was... It was emotional for me because I think this is really the end of the line for the Bills this season.
Okay.
And I had to stay up and take some medication and eat with the medication. And okay. I said, well, maybe I'll hold on and call in anyway because I wanted to give that different perspective about the psychology of sport.
We appreciate that different perspective. I just want to make sure that you are doing what's in the best interest of your health, okay, Mac?
I am, and I wanted to give you a compliment.
It's okay.
You're very, very patient with your callers.
I am.
Because you have so many callers that call in, and they're a little inebriated.
Oh.
And I'm like, how can you even understand what they're talking about? And your patience is just amazing to
me.
It
is, Mac.
It is. And I commend you for that.
Thank you.
You have a good night. And wish the Bills well because I think this is the end of the line for them.
All right. Get some rest.
All right. Thank you. I will. I'm going to sleep right now.
Okay. Good job. Hey, Marco Belletti, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
She said I got patience. I wonder how she knows. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we have to roll out. But to get a full understanding of everything that's going on tonight in the world of sports, let's roll into a newsflash.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I know before the break, I actually wanted to show love to someone acting or, just performing in a positive way. That's C.J. Stroud in the Houston Texans. C.J. Stroud on the season so far as a rookie. 15 touchdowns to only 2 interceptions. The Texans beat Cincinnati, the Bengals, 30-27. The Texans have a surprising 5-4 record. First-year head coach, D'Amico Ryans, first-year quarterback in C.J. Stroud, and they have a nice base to build off of. I do want to show love to some other young players, not necessarily in the NFL. This evening, we learned that Corbin Carroll, who we saw participate in the World Series, and Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Orioles, they both won Rookie of the Year in the National League and American League respectively, and they both did it unanimously. Only the fifth time both league winners have been unanimous. And so we're going to hear a whole hell of a lot about Corbin Carroll moving into the future, and the same with Gunnar Henderson holding it down at short for the Baltimore Orioles. Let's get to more of your calls before we have to roll out. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Jack from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, I just think the NFL is funny, man. You look at the Buffalo Bills, who are at 5-5. They got the Jets next up. And then after that, quite possibly the most brutal three-game stretch in the history of the league. And I think they're looking at the playoffs from the outside looking in. And then you've got my Steelers who are 6-3 somehow, some way. And I think that they have a pretty decent chance to make the playoffs based off of their remaining schedule. But if you ask me to pick, if hypothetically the Bills were playing the Steelers on Sunday, I'd pick the Bills by 3 touchdowns. I don't know. I'll hang up and listen. I just think the NFL is funny in that way. Take care, my man.
No, thank you so much, Jack. No, we have, and this is what's good about this season. There's a lot of parity in the league. I mean, if you think about some of the teams, like, is there a clear-cut favorite that you say, oh, my God, I want to take them? Yeah, you can look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Their offense is not as dynamic as it's been in previous years, but their defense has certainly stepped up to being one of the best in the league. But outside of them, is there a team that you look at and just go, damn, they just going to wipe the floor with everybody? You know, maybe after 20 years of the New England Patriots sitting at the top waiting to get knocked off every season, we finally are in a space where you go, yeah, we got good teams, but there's nobody that's head and shoulders way, 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 way above everybody else, and I'll certainly take it. And so, yeah, for me, the Buffalo Bills, I've looked at them all season long, and despite the turnovers and the injuries, I've always felt confident that they were going to get into the postseason and at least be competitive. You know, I put the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills in the same category. There's the Kansas City Chiefs there at the top, and then there's those next two teams that are waiting to jump over them. And now maybe you could put the Miami Dolphins in that same category with how they've performed this season. But after tonight, I'm sorry. I don't have confidence in the Bills that maybe – maybe they don't even get further than what they've done over the past few years. I think we'd be hard-pressed to see it. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Houston.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man. I'm a long-time listener. I work nights, man. I just really appreciate your show, man. First-time caller. Real quick, man, just from a perspective of someone staying here in Houston, Coach Rhines and C.J. Stroud, man, it's just like a breath of fresh air, man. You know, over the last few seasons, you know, we've all been witness to bad football, bad decisions. We've been a joke in the league, man. And in the span of a couple of months, Coach Rhines and this kid C.J. Stroud, man, he's just turned the whole narrative of the Houston Texans around, man. People are wearing their gear, and just like he said in one of the press conferences, he was like, "Man, y'all deserve to be able to wear your stuff with pride without, you know, nobody laughing and joking." And as good as this kid is on the field, man, I really appreciate. It's just like he's saying all of the right things, man. I was like, "Wait a minute, how old is this kid again?" So, I'm just really excited to have good football in Houston again, and hopefully it's just the beginning, and we can continue to build on this.
So surround
him with good players.
You don't want.
Sorry, go ahead, bro.
You don't want Bill O'Brien to come back and help the team.
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
I'm going to let him do his thing in New England, man.
Yeah, he had a good old time yelling at Mac Jones out in Germany. That looked like a lot of fun.
Man, don't get me started on him, man. You know what? It's such a relief to not have to deal with that. Listen to, you know, his cynicism and snark remarks, and like he always talked like he was the smartest one in the room, man. And you making the dumbest decisions, and yeah. It's just, you know, man. It's good to have good football here. I'm not going to take no more of your time so you can get some more of your callers, man. But keep on doing what you do and really enjoy the show, man. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Chris, for calling from Houston. And speaking of someone returning to Houston, he ain't returning to Houston. He's moving over from the bench seat to the big boy's chair, the managerial position. Joe Espada, after spending 6 years as the bench coach for the Houston Astros, he is now going to replace Dusty Baker as their manager. Rolando is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
How's it going?
What it is?
Oh, man. I just want to talk about the Charger game, man. It was high-flying, exciting to watch. You know, a lot of points scored, a lot of big plays. Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen did well for me on my fantasy team. But defense was non-existent. It looked more like a Pro Bowl game, man. I seen a lot of arm tackles, nobody rallying to the ball. They just were right. Making plays.
It's,
the Chargers.
It's the Chargers.
Had
You're not used the to Chargers. This.
Yeah, the Chargers spent the third most in the league on defense, and their players like Derwin James are not producing at all. And
hey, well, do me a favor.
Right,
where's Mr. J.C. Jackson at? What happened to him?
I think he got benched, actually. I'm not sure.
They didn't even take him overseas because he doesn't show up to work on time, yes.
Yeah, so that's a problem, man. And I put the blame on the coach because he's in charge and he does not have Staley does not have command of the locker room. Well, I don't know, man. I think we somebody call Bill Cowher or Bill Belichick, somebody, man. We need somebody to motivate this team because they're playing flat. I mean, Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen were the only ones making plays. Pretty much everybody
Rolando,
else was not playing well.
Yes, this is every year for the Chargers. Every year, this predates Brandon Staley, and even when he's gone, I know you want to pluck Bill Cowher off of television. He got a good job. He don't have to deal with nobody's criticism. He shows up for a couple hours on Sundays, and then he goes home to mind his damn business. If I were him, I wouldn't go anywhere close back to coaching. He's living the good life. But I hear you. Unfortunately, this is just the Chargers. I feel like the Chargers will give a little, give a lot, and then they'll give it up. I mean, whatever they put out there, no shock or surprise that the Lions beat them 41-38 yesterday. It's just the Chargers. They never lean one way or another. They're going to outscore you, and then they're going to give up a crap ton of points. And I agree with you. Brandon Staley is not the dude. Hopefully, at some point, Justin Herbert can get some help, man, because I think he's a good QB. You know, people will take a look at what he does, and he doesn't care, and so on and so forth. I think it's the structure around the dude. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Rochester.
Hey, JR.
How are you?
How
Go
you
ahead.
Doing? Hello?
Yep, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
All right. I'm where you're at with the Bills, but I think they got a chance, maybe to win a division. And in a couple losses by the Dolphins, but if they lose to the Jets, they're done for the year. But I'm really close to where you're at. And but I called you the first week when they lost to the Jets, and I told you Josh Allen's regressing, and he is. But I think it's because he can't play that offense. I think coordinator's got to go. I think Dorsey's got to go. At the end of the year, probably they're going to ride it out with him, but that's what I think's going on with Buffalo. He just can't deal with that offense.
Okay,
I
think there's more to it. Thank you, John, for calling from Rochester. I don't know if he has all the offensive help and weapons that he deserves, Josh Allen. I mean, if Cook is going to be your feature back, and then Murray is supposed to be more of your goal line jumbo package back, and Stephon Diggs is your best receiver. But then after that, I mean, am I trusting Gabe Davis to let the ball fly off of his hands? No, not really. They got a lot of problems. Ralph is calling from Miami.
Thank you for taking my card, Josh. In regards to the Buffalo game, I feel like the previous caller said, I feel like the coordinator got to go. I feel like he played too conservative for the Buffalo. Ever since I see that Miami game where he ran out of time, I always tell myself, yeah, this dude played too conservative. But my question for the night to you is just like, I was looking at the game versus the Patriots, but I was asking myself, I understand he threw an interception, but wouldn't you, in the situation when the game is on the line where you still have an opportunity to score, you think Mac Jones should have still given the opportunity?
Man, I'm not mad at Belichick for putting Bailey Zappe out there. I mean, Mac Jones, before we saw Josh Allen throw 11 interceptions tonight, Mac Jones had the lead with 10. And so Mac Jones has been up, he's been down. He hasn't necessarily had the confidence of anybody. And so on a last chance, a last ditch to try to win something, I'm not mad at Bill Belichick for pulling him. I think all things considered, the rest of this year, we all know this is cooked. This is done. The Patriots are done. And I wouldn't be shocked if we saw more Bailey Zappe before the season is done.
Saw the final play completely, like you said, drop too. I think Mac Jones is completely done.
Yeah, I think he's done. And thank you, Ralph, for calling up. I got to wrap things up here. Look, folks, it's been great hanging out with you tonight. Hey, Carlos, thank you so much for holding things down for Dave.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, JR.
No problem. My main man, Carlos Ortiz, holding it down in New York City on the boards. Look, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I know we're going to have more of an opportunity to talk NFL, get into more football, get into some basketball as well. Hopefully, we don't have to listen to Jim Harbaugh say that Michigan is America's team. And hopefully, there's no bad or terrible news between now and when I join you tomorrow. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And me, I exist everywhere on the internet. I'm at JR Sport Brief. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio because I'm gone. But Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Y'all be well, be safe, be cool, be smooth.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
No, you don't have to buy custom window treatments in person because Blinds.com invented a better way. Blinds.com is 100% online. So there's no showroom markups or waiting hours for quotes from pushy salespeople. A Blinds.com designer helped me pick the perfect style for free.
Looking at your room, I think Wovenwood would look amazing.
Oh, and Blinds.com shipped free samples right to my door. You can DIY or book a pro like I did with just one click.
All done.
I got exactly what I wanted. And best of all, everything's covered with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. I would have paid more to make it this easy, but with Blinds.com, I paid less. Way less.
There's a better way. Shop and save 40% site-wide plus doorbuster deals at Blinds.com's Black Friday Early Access Sale happening now. 40% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
With up to $700 off Peloton Bike Plus purchases, there's no better time to bring it home for the holidays and ride like nobody's watching. Spin, sweat. Hey, scream if you want to. No one's gonna stop you. We've got the classes. Just show up, and our instructors will help you show off. It's your workout, your rules. For our best offer of the season, head to onepeloton.com/offers. Work out like nobody's watching. All access membership separate. Terms apply. Shake.